30 years ago, off the jagged cliff shores of Coronation Island in southern Southeast Alaska, Gig Decker and a couple of friends, working with their nonprofit, the Southeast Preservation Divers, found an anchor chain about 70 feet underwater.
When we first ran across the chain, it was obvious on the sounder that we had found it. I mean, it was very, very distinctive.
Not just any anchor chain.
And, you know, I felt 80-90% sure that it was the chain from the Bengal.
The Star of Bengal was an iron-hulled 270-foot cannery vessel that went down in a storm in 1908, killing over 100 people. Most of them were cannery workers from China, Japan, and the Philippines.
And so I went down and had a chance to go to the anchor and then follow the chain to the wreck. So I was really happy to be able to be the first one, I thought, in 100 years that had seen it.
Decker and the Southeast Preservation Divers had been searching for the wreck in hopes of revisiting its history and registering it as a historic site.
It was a huge thrill. I mean, I can only think of a couple things in my life that really did it for me, and that was definitely one of them.
Decker became interested in shipwreck diving over the course of his 38 years as a commercial harvest diver.
So I had a chance to cover many, many miles of the coastline, and I ran into all kinds of variety of wrecks, from ancient wrecks to gill netters and trollers and sport boats. And the whole business of shipwrecks is always really fascinating. Very, you know, kind of a mysterious thing. And for me, I'm very interested in history, particularly Alaska history, and shipwrecks kind of embody a tangible aspect of history. And particularly if they're grave sites, which a lot of them are.
Decker has spent decades researching the Star of Bengal wreck, and while he says he's almost sure what he saw on the seabed was the Bengal, there's still quite a bit left to do before he can be certain.
The next step, I've always known, is to get out there with a bottom mapping system to where we can do a 3D model of the wreck itself, the cove and the entry to it, and then most importantly, having a state-certified underwater archaeologist out there to claim that it was in fact the Bengal. And after that, we can go on for a larger investigation of the wreck.
That process started May 6th as an 8-person research crew set out from Wrangell aboard the Alaska Endeavor and headed for the site of the wreck. Part of their investigation is finding out where precisely the wreck is located. Decker dove what he believed to be the site more than 30 years ago and didn't have GPS mapping. This time, they're taking a more high-tech approach. Sean Adams is in charge of the expedition's arsenal of sonar equipment, aerial drones, and a device known as a magnetometer, which senses iron, useful when looking for an iron ship.
It's a perfect target for the magnetometer.
So, can you just cruise through and send out the gizmo and boom, there's the ship? Is it going to be easy?
It is very complicated.
The magnetometer is light enough to be mounted on a drone and flown in a grid to try and sense the location of a wreck like the Bengal. Adam says it's typically used for detecting unexploded bombs or artillery shells buried under the ground. In this case, he's hoping it could point the crew in the general direction of the wreck.
So you're not going to get as detailed or a high definition target, so the smaller targets are not going to show up as well, but it seems to be a very good magnetometer. This is kind of a new use for it.
Test drive.
But the team isn't just relying on high-tech gadgets to locate the lost ship. They are also turning to the historical record. Before leaving on their expedition, the crew stopped by Wrangell's museum to look at photos that seem to have been taken by the party sent to bury bodies after the Bengal went down in 1908.
Yes, this picture is a very low contrast black and white made with, you know, really old film emulsion. So it's hard to see a lot of detail, but it's taken from a boat from offshore, and it shows topography in the background.
Researcher Sean Dillis says that he looked all over the country for photos like these.
I think the Nolan Center played a critical role in this. I've looked in archives all over the country, and I've seen some of these photos, but not those two critical photos. And we still don't know exactly who took them or on what day. But it's a very reasonable guess, I think, to think it was a week after or so, within a week of the wreck and by the burial party.
The tiny, square, black and white photos with cursive writing seem to indicate one of two coves along the southern coast of Coronation Island could be the site of the wreck.
That's what makes this a mystery, is that we have two lines of evidence, and neither can be eliminated.
For Decker, the commercial diver who thinks he found the Bengal 3 decades ago, the search is not just about finding a sunken ship. It's about correcting the historical record.
There's people, we can't bring them back, you know, but we can get the story straight that they didn't die in the hold because they're hiding. They were very courageous people to put themselves in the position they did, and they were murdered by cowardness.
The researchers plan to share their findings with the public when they return. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.